So obviously you see why he would be an asset to David. David's looking at this guy and saying, well, this guy's, you know, cutthroat and he's taking care of business, so I'm going to continue to use him to further my kingdom, okay? Go to 2 Samuel chapter 11. And I, honestly, I can't think of any other good thing that he's done. You know, that, you know, the counting of the people, just trying to discourage David from counting the people, that's pretty much it, you know? And, you know, like I said, his life is clouded in a lot of mischief and dishonesty. Another thing that he did was that he did David's dirty work, okay? David, we know, was a picture of Jesus Christ, but David was still David, okay? He was a foreshadowing of Jesus Christ. His good qualities, right, foreshadowed Jesus Christ. His bad qualities just represented who he really was as a sinner, okay? Because he committed adultery, he murdered a man, he did a lot of bad stuff because he was just a regular human being who made mistakes. He was not perfect. Now look at 2 Samuel 11, verse 1. It says, "And it came to pass after the year was expired, at the time when kings go forth to battle, that David sent Joab and his servants with him in all Israel, and they destroyed the children of Ammon and besieged Reba, but David tarried still at Jerusalem." Now, we obviously know this story because David gets out of the battle, he stays behind in Jerusalem, he ends up getting involved in sin. You know, he sees Bathsheba bathing, he inquires, he takes, and he ends up getting Bathsheba pregnant. He commits adultery with Bathsheba, and she conceives a child. She ends up having a child. Because he's trying to hide his sin, he's like, okay, well, the next best thing is to take Uriah and kill him, which is, Uriah is Bathsheba's husband. I mean, this is very evil. It's very wicked, right? But, you know, he can't do it alone. He's trying to, he's conspiring to kill Uriah, which is one of David's mighty men. I mean, it's his own guys, right? He's conspiring to kill him. But obviously, he can't just ask anybody to help him with that because a lot of people in David's army are righteous people. So he's got to go to the bottom of the barrel, okay? And you know who he scoops up? He scoops up Joab. Look at verse 14. "And it came to pass in the morning that David wrote a letter to Joab and sent it by the hand of Uriah." That's so wicked. It's like he's carrying his own death certificate to die. "And he wrote in the letter saying, set Uriah in the forefront of the hottest battle, and retire ye from him, that he may be smitten and die." Now, Joab, we don't see his reaction. He's not like, "What, David? This is Uriah. What are you doing?" You know why he's not doing that? Because this is just another day in the office for Joab. He's like, sounds good to me. You know, that's how I roll. Let's get him out of the picture if that's what you want, King David. Because that's what Joab is characterized by. Yep. This type of deception, this type of mischief, that's what he's known for, right? And the unfortunate thing is Uncle David knows that. So Uncle David is just like, Joab's not going to say anything about this. He's going to go along with it, and he's not going to divulge the letter to anybody else. I know I can trust in Joab to do my dirty work. Okay. Verse 16 says, "And it came to pass when Joab observed the city that he assigned Uriah unto a place where he knew the valiant men were. And the men of the city went out and fought with Joab, and there fell some of the people, the servants of David, and Uriah the Hittite died also." And you know how the rest of the story goes. And so, you know, they bring back the message to David. And David's like, you know, well, the sword slayed one as the other. You know, just go back and encourage thou him. He's just kind of like indifferent towards the death of Uriah. Because in his mind, it's like, plan accomplished. You know, killed him. And he knows that Joab's not going to do anything about it. So what do we see in regards to Joab in this particular story here? We see that he's not a man of integrity. He's not a man of honesty. He's not a man who is principled. Okay? And look, we all want to have loyal friends. We all want to have loyal people in our lives. But there's a difference between being loyal and being willing to just sin in order to be loyal,